Did you know piglets rolling in the snow? Hey, did you find beetles dancing in a long line? Hey, did you find tops and tails and shoes that shine? Hey, did you find beetles dancing in a long line? Hey, baby, did you realize flies have cars and they can drive? Did you realize they drove right over to the bee's beehive? Did you realize flies have cars and they can drive? Hey, take a look, spiders wrote a storybook. Hey, take a look, they'll never tell you how long that it took. Hey, take a look, spiders wrote a storybook. Hey there, watch and see, crabs are ticklish under the sea. Hey there, watch and see, tickle them on all eight of their knees. Hey, look and see, crabs are ticklish under the sea. Wow, check it out. Wow, check it out. Wow, check it out. Wow, check it out.
Casper Baby Pants with a tune called Check It Out here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Congratulations again if you came up with Bobby Fischer. This morning's Hysteriddle answer.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Good morning to John. It's nice to have you listening. And I think I said hello to Charlie, who's been tuned in. Got a minute? Let a friend know you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Text or email them slbradio.org/listen and invite them to tune in on one of the radio stations listed there, or simply by clicking one of the simple to use online listening links. It'll be great to have your friend or a family member be part of our circle of friends and family members. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other free apps available on internet radios and smart speakers, smartphones. Also, slbradio.org/listen. radio available anywhere you want.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. You over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Water Jug Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. And this week the answer has 11 letters. 11 letters in the crossword puzzle of the air answer. And I'll give you an overall clue, which is mischief. The clue is mischief. 11 letters in the answer, and some are filled in for us, and we know they're correct. The fourth letter is an N. The sixth letter is an N. And the tenth letter is an N. So we have 11 letters altogether. Letter 4, 6, and 10 are all N's. That's N as in nugget. The clue is mischief, and if you think you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air, step forward at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Janice Ian, from her soon-to-be-released album, There's a Light at the End of the Line, this song inspired by Asheville, North Carolina.
Swannanoa, I can hear you call my name upon the wind. If I fall behind, don't worry, you will see my face again. You will see my face again. Swannanoa, I am longing for my home so far away. I will carry you within me from the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave. And the mountains and the mist and the white clouds they kissed, and the sweet gum's perfume in my hair. When these hard times have passed, I will see you at last. Swannanoa, I'll be home to stay. Oh, my darling, I'll be home to stay. When these hard times have passed, I will see you at last. Swannanoa, I'll be home to stay. Oh, my darling, I'll be home to stay.
I love your daughter who rode my rolling river, Shenandoah, the white mulatta. We are bound away from this world of misery. For 7 years I sailed the ocean. Who rode my rolling rig? 7 years I never rode her. We are bound away from this world of misery. Now nobody knows about my toil. Who rode my rolling reel? And nobody cares about my danger. We are bound away from this world of misery.
Small potatoes here at the Saturday Light Brigade with Shenandoah. And we're going to solve our puzzle in just a few moments. How did you do with it? Let me repeat it for you, or perhaps give it to you for the first time. We're looking for an 11-letter word. The clue is mischief. The fourth letter is N. The sixth letter is N. And the tenth letter is N. Also, this word begins and ends with the same letter, if that's helpful. Tommy in Pleasant Hills, thank you for your correct answer as well as your comments. Jim in Blackridge came up with the correct answer, so did Mike and Mars. And Linda came up with it. Half of the dynamic duo, Tom in McCandless, also has it. band I think I've now identified are correct off-air answers. So here comes Bruce on the air to reveal the answer to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing just well, except it's a little chilly out there.
it is a little chilly out there. I've just been sitting here. Well, it was kind of funny because as soon as you gave the clue, I immediately knew what it was before you even gave the letters.
That's frightening.
It is frightening. I was frightened myself.
Well, I was working on the word, and actually initially I had it in its singular form rather than plural form. And then it typically is used as a plural, not in a singular form, which kind of interested me as I thought about it. But I guess it makes sense.
is there a word for the study of words? I think there is.
There is. I think it is etymology, right?
Okay. While I was on hold, I was thinking about you and Tom and your duel of littles.
Yes.
And I came up with a couple more.
Oh, good. We were talking about nicknames or people known as... it is etymology, not to be confused with entomology.
Is it the study of bugs?
Yeah, the study of bugs.
Okay.
And if words really bug you, you're covered in both ways. But you've got some more littles.
How about Little Lord Fauntleroy?
And wasn't... Was Stevie Ray Vaughan ever known as Little Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No. Little Steven from the Bruce Springsteen band.
Yes, Steve that's Van what Zandt. I'm thinking of. Steve Van Zandt, yeah.
Yeah, Little Steven. I also came up with Chicago blues harp player Little Walter.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And soul singer Little Willie John.
Very good.
That's where I'm kind of stuck right now.
That made me think of that song, Little Willie, Willie Won't Go Home. Little Willie, Willie Won't Go Home.
Oh, yeah. Da, okay. Da, da, da. Keep going. You're doing good.
Da, 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 da. Ba, ba. There's got to be more. I mean.
There are. I don't know. Just as they pop into my mind, like, I think. Well, the one immediately I thought of was Little Jimmy Dickens.
Well, and there's Little Bo Peep. I mean, we can start to go off the board here. Gosh, that moniker was used in front of a lot of names. I know more will come up. Now I really should focus. Welcome to...
Well, you know what?
Yes.
You know, these shenanigans can't go on.
Shenanigans, which is the word we were looking for, mischief.
Do you remember the TV show Shenanigans?
Little Eva from Jim and Blackridge.
Little Eva, yes.
She walks, she talks. The show Shenanigans, was that a game show? I don't remember.
I think it was a game show, but I think the people on the game show walked on a set that looked like a game board.
I do remember that. The people were like the pieces that got moved around,
right.
Like the tokens got moved around the board, except that was you as the people.
Yeah, I very vaguely remember this. So it must be, it's from when I was really little, so it was probably like in the dawn of the TV age.
So you remember watching old kinescopes or the original? I vaguely remember that. One of my memorable game shows like that was the Magnificent Marble Machine, where people played a huge pinball machine.
I remember that.
That was a big thing. Oh, Little John. Robin Hood's friend Little John just came in. What were you saying there, watching it on the Dumont Network?
I think it was on the Dumont.
Dumont, exactly. On the Dumont Network.
On the little round screen.
High Rollers, hosted by Alex Trebek, where Rita Lee would roll dice to see. Those were innovations in television back in the day.
And everybody, the young folks don't know that it's already been done.
Oh, so it would seem.
Everything now is all, it's already been done.
All the shenanigans are
They
over.
Have been.
But it's interesting. Shenanigan, you don't... I mean, shenanigan is a legitimate word, but typically they come in more than one when you have a shenanigan going on.
We know if it's on the... if it's actually a clue in the paper in the crossword puzzle, actually, they even print the paper, that they have to make the page bigger.
Mm. Yes. Yes, they do. The paper, it's an odd size these days. Did you see the New York Times printed the paper incorrectly? I think it was last week.
I did
week.
See that.
They had the masthead on the bottom and the story on the top and, you know, expecting readers to point and click on their hard copies to fix it. But that was kind of odd.
That is the paper, all the news that's fit to print.
As long as it's there. Well done for coming up with shenanigans. Charge to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Well, bye-bye. And well done to you if you came up with shenanigans. If you have any more littles, we'll certainly take them. We've had quite a few little... Gosh. I know there's more. A charge to you again if you came up with shenanigans.
You can martyr me, break my heart or be solace. walk, you can dance. Talk, you can sing. Rock, you can roll, yeah, you can do almost anything. Yeah, anything. If you can think, you can dream. If you can dream, you can fly. Fly, you can seek. Seek and you will find the missing piece to the puzzle of your life. The one that disappeared just when things were going right. Close your eyes and you will see a broken world is a world of possibilities. Don't seem fair, but now you've got to play. So double down with an angel from above. Stand your ground and soon you will discover the missing piece to the puzzle of your life. The one that disappeared just when things were going right. Close your eyes and you will see a broken world is a world of possibility. Rock, you can roll, yeah, you can do almost anything. Think, you can dream, if you can dream, you can fly. Fly, you can seek, seek and you will find that missing piece to the puzzle of your life. The one that disappeared just when things were going right. Close your eyes and you will see a broken world is a world of possibility.
That is Harlan Bennett at the Saturday Light Brigade. World of possibility. Tommy mentioned little Jordan Humphrey, a wide receiver that plays for the Saints. You also heard The Deadly Gentleman and Roll Me, Tumble Me. And we have time for a short public service announcement from Scott and Rosanna.
Brown bear.
That's a bear.
Polar bear.
That's a bear.
Grizzly bear.
That's a bear. They're all bears.
Black bear.
That's a bear.
Panda bear.
That's a bear.
Koala bear. That's not a bear, no, that's not a bear. It's a marsupial. Yogi bear.
That's a bear.
Teddy bear.
That's a bear.
Pooh bear.
That's a bear. They're all bears.
Fozzie bear.
That's a bear.
Smokey bear.
That's a bear.
Koala bear.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's not a bear. It's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. It's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. It's not a bear. It's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. It's a marsupial.
That's Scott and Rosanna from their album Happy Dance, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at slbradio.org/radio.
Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret.
The Urban Monroes at the Saturday Light Brigade. With Secret Agent Man.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A quick thank you to 361 people, including 73 first-time donors, contributing a record-setting $46,701 during our year-end campaign. If you missed the opportunity to do so, you can make a secure donation at slbradio.org/donate or anytime by telephone throughout the morning at our usual number. We're featuring Janice Ian's latest album today. It's called The Light at the End of the Line. It's a beautiful album, a lot of well-written songs. She sounds great singing it. It's very reflective. She's somebody who's really fun to follow on Facebook, too. She posts a lot of snippets of conversation and observations. Frequently makes me smile. Well, now it's time for our high clue. You are about to be offered a haiku, which can be solved if you listen closely. Today's is mathematical in theme. Here it is. Letters in Pittsburgh plus each of its consonants minus its vowels. Letters in Pittsburgh plus each of its consonants minus its vowels. I was checking my 575 structure. It does work. 412-200-5975 if you can solve our haiku. Letters in Pittsburgh plus each of its vowels. Or again, let me say it the correct way. Letters in Pittsburgh plus each of its consonants minus its vowels. Phew. 412-200-5975. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can solve this morning's high clue.
West Virginia. In this mighty land of ours, but I've never found a place I'd rather be. Up some rough and muddy holler in these West Virginia hills, where the peace and quiet make me feel so free. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
West Virginia, you're my home. And from the shelter of your hills, I never planned.
Here I stand
till my earthly days are over, 'cause only heaven is better than my West Virginia home. I have labored in their smoky factories, but the glamour of the city life can no way be compared to the beauty that my homeland has to see. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
you're my home, and from the shelter of your hills I never planned.
Here I stand
till my earthly days are over, 'cause only
heaven is better than my West Virginia.
days are over, 'cause only heaven is better than my West Virginia home. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
West Virginia, you're my home.
It's a wild red vine.
fighting, the tighter it holds. You were the last to feed me as I sang this tune of the 12-foot stair in a 10-foot room. But that was there, and it's so, so clear that this is now, and life is here, and I'm on my way to greet the day rising without warning. There's a heart of mine goes leaping by across the hills of morning, across
J. Boot at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hills of Morning, and you also heard Kyle Jarvis. And Third Generation with West Virginia, my home. A few correct answers to our haiku coming in. Tommy and Virginia got the correct answer, so did Mike and Mars, and so did Charlie. Here it is again. Can you solve our haiku? It's a number is the answer. Letters in Pittsburgh plus each of its consonants minus its vowels. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll have the correct answer coming up in just a moment. Letters in Pittsburgh is P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G-H. That's 10. Plus each of its consonants, P-T-T-S-B-R-G-H, that would be 8, minus its vowels, I and U. So we have 10 plus 8. Minus 2, the answer is 16. If you came up with 16, a Saturday Light Brigade charge for you, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in about 10 minutes when an old friend returns after a week away. We now have the pleasure of welcoming Jim Kastner to the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. I understand you're in Raleigh this morning. Is that where we meet you?
You are correct. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, experiencing some very cold weather.
I can imagine so. Do you make your home there, or are you just there for the weekend?
No, I moved out of Pittsburgh back in September after living there for 70 years. I now reside in Raleigh.
That's a big transition after all that time.
You're right.
How do you like it so far?
So far, so good. Except for this week. The weather's not been good, but, you know, it's not going to last long.
You know, I got an email from my sister-in-law yesterday. My brother and she moved after living in Chicago for most of their adult life, for 50-plus years, and they moved to Florida, and they talked about the downsizing they had to do. Did you have to pare away a lot of things before you moved?
Quite a lot. A couple floors of furniture.
Yeah, that's what she mentioned, too. Three floors, and you become ruthless at deciding what you no longer need and what you need. You are going to be leading a virtual storytelling event called Theaters of the Old North Side, and I'm curious to learn more about it. It's January 10th, starting at 7 o'clock, and we'll mention that again. But what is the presentation going to involve?
Well, I was born and I was raised on the north side of Pittsburgh, and even when I was a little boy, I always had a fascination about movie theaters, particularly like the movie theaters that sat on the Old North Side. Not so much about the movies, but my grandfather used to sit me down on his lap and point to the names of the different theaters in the newspaper, and he would make me spell them and say them. So I was actually able to say the name of, like, the Garden Theater, the Kenyon Theater, before I could actually write my own name. I was always fascinated with the marquees, the vertical signs, the facades of the building, and all the neon and all the flashing light. And so when I started to watch the virtual tours on Doors Open Pittsburgh early last year, I said, I wonder if they would be interested in listening to what I had to say. So I did a virtual presentation on the theaters of downtown Pittsburgh. And as Bonnie Baxter, the founder of Doors Open Pittsburgh, mentioned, that this time Jim's going to be going to another neighborhood, and that's the neighborhood where I grew up, on the north side.
Well, what a great thing. I've talked to, you know, we're located on the north side, and the original Buell Planetarium and Institute of Popular Science. And I've talked with Northsiders about the Kenyon and the Garden. There are a few others, too, though, right? In addition to those two.
There were quite a few. Quite a few.
What are some of the other theaters from your childhood?
Well, right on the north side, of course, when I was a little kid, there were no shopping malls. So my family always did their shopping on East Ohio Street. And almost immediately, when you come down East Street and you intersect with East Ohio Street, there was a theater called the Century Family. And then further down toward the H.J. Hines Company, there was another theater called the Arcadia. And then all the way up East Ohio Street, there were a few more theaters. But basically, the kids and myself, and I'm in my neighborhood, we went to the Garden because they always showed, like, double feature movies. We loved the monster movies. And sometimes when they were coupled with 17 cartoons, we'd go to the theater, watch two movies and 17 cartoons, and literally stay there and stay there all day. But on Monday night, I actually visit, I start off on Federal Street, right across the 6th Street Bridge from downtown, and we go into the neighborhoods of Perrysville, we go to Manchester, we go up to Troy Hill, and even down to Spring Garden. There was a small Nickelodeon that probably no one ever heard of, on Spring Garden Avenue. And then I kind of visit the theaters of Brighton Road, all around the area of the north side and out. I talk about the theaters, what used to be, what they look like, and actually what they became of. And, of course, unfortunately, there are no more theaters on the north side, no more movie theaters.
Yeah, they're all gone. The Garden Theater has been restored, but not as a movie theater. I'm curious, this question is a little bit out of left field, but theaters used to have games sometimes played before the movies, like the equivalent of a bingo game. or a way to earn prizes before the show. Did any of that happen in the Northside theaters that you can recall?
Well, actually it did. One of the photographs that I use in the presentation on Monday night is the marquee of the Perry Theater, which sat up on Perrysville Avenue, kind of at the intersection of East Street and Baytree Street. And the marquee, as you can see in the picture, advertised bingo night and game night and dish night.
Yes.
People would go and sit in their seats. They would play bingo instead of winning money. They would win like cups and saucers, salad plates, dinner plates, all things to draw people into the theater.
I don't know if you know the radio humorist Gene Shepherd, and calling him a radio humorist is really narrowing his talent. But he tells a story about, I think it was called Screeno, and how you could win the dishes. And it's a really funny homage to that era of movies.
It's a Screeno instead of instead of bingo.
Instead of bingo.
That is funny.
But he talks about that.
Something that I would like to bring up, the Garden Theater, of course, was my neighborhood theater, and all the kids from my neighborhood would spend Saturdays and Sundays there. But the Garden Theater had a beautiful box office. It was, as you, in the outer lobby or on the outside of the theater, it was made of polychrome wood, and it actually was there from the day it opened in 1913. And later on, believe it or not, that box office was moved to what used to be the old post office that became the old post office museum. You would actually buy your ticket to get into the museum, and you went to the box office that used to sit in front of the Garden Theater. Now, I don't know if that's there anymore, to be honest with you, but that piece of architecture, that ticket booth from the Garden Theater, actually still was on the north side, and I don't know if it's still there.
Interesting, because the building that has now been adjacent and connected to our building is the old Allegheny Post Office.
Correct, and that's where it was at.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
It would be interesting to see whatever happened to it.
wondering a little bit. So you ended up publishing Where the Movies Played in Downtown Pittsburgh, which is a tribute to the theaters that you'll be talking about at the presentation coming up. And it's January 10th, Monday night, 7 to 7:45, and you can register at doorsopenpgh.org. And I think it'll be a lot of fun for people to come and see and listen to what you have to say. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about it?
Well, I would like to say that even though I no longer live in Pittsburgh, you know, my memories of the North Side where I grew up, and my memories of the north of the Garden Theater, which was actually the first theater that I ever went to in 1955. I was 4 years old. My sister took me there to see the movie Lady and the Tramp. Those memories are really burned into my mind, and they'll never fade. So I'm looking forward to sharing the information about the theaters that once stood on the old north side, because unfortunately, they're kind of gone with the wind.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, Linda just wrote that she grew up in Lawrenceville, where the Arsenal Theater ruled the day, and that their game was called Lucky, their game to win things. It was the equivalent of bingo, but it was called Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y. So people have memories of that. Well, here's to a good presentation. I hope you see a lot of our listeners stopping in to learn more about what is your memories. I'm glad you're sharing them. You can learn more at the website doorsopenpgh.org. And if you get back to visit, it would be great to see you. We'd always love to chat with you some more. Thanks for being with us.
I plan to come back in the summer, and I would definitely like to stop in and say hello and, again, reminisce about the old days on the north side.
Sounds
thank you again.
Our pleasure. That's Jim Kastner, Theaters of the Old North Side being presented this coming Monday, January 10th, 7 to 7:45. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, SLBRadio.org/radio, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
It used to seem to me that the life ran on too fast, and I had to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. But when you're born to run, it's so hard to slow down. So don't be surprised to see me back in the bright part of town. I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed one time, will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched me once, smile and take me in. And I'll drink and dance with one hand free, let the world back into me. Oh, I'll be a sight to see.
Again, we'll be back in the heart.